time for Phenology Talkbacks, and that means we want to hear from you. We want to see what you post on Facebook. We want emails, comments at kexe.org, or calls to our Talkback line, 218-999-9876.
Yeah, we are anxious to hear from you this morning. If you maybe want to give us a call right now and tell us something that's going on at your place. We haven't a talk back today. The students are out of school, which reminds me, if you're a teacher and listening this morning and you'd like to get involved in the Phenology program, send me an email. I can be reached at jlatimer, that's J-L-A-T-I-M-E-R, at kaxe.org. Love to hear from you. Love to get Phenology going in your school and in your classroom. One of the things that I've been doing in the last couple of days is sort of perusing the Season Watch page, KAXE, KBXE Season Watch page on Facebook. And one of the really interesting things to me is the kind of discussions that get engendered. And Sean posted a picture. He said, "I'm not sure what flower the skippers are on. The pollinators have been all over it. If someone can provide an ID on this flower, I'd be excited to know." And then, as we like, he put down near Cass Lake. Now, if you're posting to the Season Watch page, we don't need to know the address of your home. We don't want to come and stomp the plants down at your house or crowd in around your bird nest or whatever it is you want to point out. But as phenologists, it's important that we know where it's happening so that we know the timing of it. We can say, you know, oh, that happens here at this time of year, and it happens over there at a different time of year. So it's not that we need to know exactly where you are, but we like to have an idea of what area of the listening, well, or just what area of the world you're representing, so that we know a little bit about what is going on. So the picture that that Sean posted is of a plant which I think is Indian hemp, and it's a member of the dogwood family, or dogbane family, or the milkweed family. I'm not sure. It has opposite leaves. It has alkaloid, milky white sap. It's got clusters of tiny white flowers. And I think the thing that was so interesting is that right away, Marcia said, "It looks like milkweed to me." And Sean said, "I was thinking dogbane, but had also considered milkweed." And then Marcia said, "You just taught me about a flower I didn't know." And then Sean says, "See Harvey's ID below. I defer to his opinion." And Harvey says, "Not oval-leaved milkweed, Asclepias ovalifolia." And then Sean says, "Thanks." And Harvey says, "I was wrong. Probably Indian hemp that was mentioned below." And Sean says, "I couldn't decide if it was a milkweed or dogbane, so I've enjoyed the thread." And Marcy said, "It looks like milkweed. Snap a leaf and look for the gooey white sap." Karen says, "Looks more like dogbane to me. Hard to tell without a close-up of the flower. Does it have milky sap or visible strands when the leaves are broken?" And Karen goes on, "I guess Apocynum has milky sap too, so I wouldn't use that as an identifier. Hairy or smooth leaves?" And it goes on for quite a while. Harvey finally posts from Minnesota Wildflowers, a site that I hardly recommend, Asclepias ovalifolia, Minnesota Wildflowers. And Courtney says, "Apocynum would be my vote. Tap on photos for larger images." And Sean says, "Is that a dogbane relative?" And Courtney says, "Yes, same genus." And Harvey says, "I recant my hasty milkweed answer. It doesn't have the reflex petals that are found on milkweeds." And then Dallas says, "The butterflies are European skippers, not native." And Sean ends it all by saying, "Thanks for the info." And the thing that entertained me through the whole thing was this little back and forth. Oh, give me another hint. Does it have this? Does it do that? Just a nice way of sort of sorting out things. And it really, it almost is a blueprint of what actually happens in my head when I see a plant that I don't recognize. I start running down all the possibilities and try to come up with something that makes sense. My wife found a honeysuckle blooming at home yesterday, and I went online and sort of checked. I thought maybe it was Lonicera dioica, which is a wild honeysuckle, which has a beautiful sort of melded leaf at the end of the branch, at the end of the first year branch. It has this leaf that seems to be conjoined. And then the flower is right in the middle of that. But as I checked the Minnesota Wildflowers site, I found that typically the wild honeysuckle has red flowers, and I was looking at one with yellow flowers. So I went out last night and killed a few thousand more mosquitoes. Which put me probably up over the limit for the day, but that's okay. I'll take my chances. The game wardens aren't too strict on the Minnesota mosquito limits. So, but anyway, I went out and checked the plant and found out that there were, in fact, hairs along the edges of the leaves, and that made it hairy honeysuckle and not wild honeysuckle. Lonicera hirsuta. And it's that kind of just exploration that really makes being outdoors fun. And it doesn't have to be a plant. There's lots of pictures of insects. There's a wonderful picture of a little pine borer, a beetle of some sort, that is quite startlingly colored and mimicking a wasp. And it probably does so in order to be left alone. Many animals recognize the black and white, black and yellow patterns found on wasps and know that if they venture too close, they can get stung. And so they're a little bit reluctant to take on a wasp if they don't have to. And this bug has decided that, gosh, if I disguise myself to look like a wasp, I'll be bothered a whole lot less by people who would otherwise, or by animals who would otherwise come along and eat me. So, interesting shots there of that, and caterpillars, and just every time I go to the Season Watch page, I'm entertained. Lots of pictures of swans this week and young ducklings. There's a great picture of a patch of lily pads with a frog in it. I'm not going to tell you where the frog is, but it's kind of like doing Where's Waldo with a natural saying. And oftentimes that's the case. You're out in the woods or out in the bog or on the edge of a lake or something like that, and you can hear this animal making a noise, and you struggle to find it and struggle to find it and struggle to find it, and then finally, bang, there it is right in front of you, and you're like, wow, how did I miss you? I have a nice picture posted by John from the Nisswa area, and it shows some Juneberries that are ripe. And Sunday I had the pleasure of eating some Juneberries with John Zazada. I mentioned this morning in the daily phenology notes that Juneberries are typically ripe about this time of year, which is, it always surprises me when I don't know why it does, but when I listen to the daily phenology note, oftentimes the thing that I'm talking about that day has either come into my attention in the last 24 hours or is about to come into my attention in the next 24 hours. So I guess 30 years of keeping track of this kind of thing gives you sort of a feel for it. But the Juneberries are starting to get ripe. And for those of you who didn't catch the daily dose of phenology, they are asynchronously fruiting plants. They flower synchronously. That is, when the tree decides to flower, it opens all its flowers at once. But when it comes to the fruiting part, some take a little bit longer than others, and so you get this staggered fruit development, which makes it a little tough to harvest June berries because you want to go out there and pick enough for a pie, and the robin just wants to pick enough to satisfy its appetite. So you're waiting for a lot of them to get ripe, and the robin is eating the ripe ones as she finds them. So it can be a bit of a problem when you try to catch up to June berries. But if you're of that nature, now would be a good time to get out and start looking for the June berries. That's our talkback show. Remember, if you are a teacher or know a teacher who might be interested in having a phenology curriculum for their classroom, please get in touch with me, Jay Latimer, J-L-A-T-I-M-E-R, at KAXE.org. And we will try to get you hooked up with the rest of the teachers and involved in the Phenology Network.